The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, nice to have you back. It's me, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Every winter, it's the same old problem, isn't it? Ice and snow wreak havoc with traffic. To battle the slick roads, the winter services people are out there day and night spreading salt on the streets. That's the starting point for our question today, which comes from Benjamin Becker from the town of Schmelz in Germany. He wants to know, why does ice melt when you sprinkle salt on it? Every winter in Germany alone, the authorities spread around 1.5 million tons of road salt on the country's roads. Sodium chloride, the chemical name for salt, clears them of ice even in sub-freezing temperatures. How? Well, when water is frozen into ice, it turns into tiny crystals. In this case, frozen means that the individual elements that make up the water molecule, hydrogen and oxygen, are locked into a specific configuration. They don't have enough energy to free themselves, but an incredibly thin film of water, generally just millionths of a millimeter thick, can form on the surface of the ice exposed to the air. That's what makes the ice so slippery and so hazardous. So what does the salt do to the ice? In dry conditions, salt also has a crystalline structure. The sodium and chloride ions bond to create a firm framework. But the second this framework comes into contact with the film of water, sodium chloride dissolves into its individual ion components, which begin to move quickly through the water. That movement requires energy, though, which the ions take from the underlying ice. They steal warmth from it. That means that after the work crews have strewn salt on an icy street, it initially makes the ice even colder. That sounds like a silly thing to do if you want to melt it, but stick with me here because things are starting to get more complex. By sprinkling salt, the crews have turned the film of fresh water on top of the ice into salt water, and salt water has a much lower freezing point than fresh water does. On the surface of the ice, now covered by salt water, a new freshwater film forms. It absorbs salt in its turn, which lowers its freezing point. This cycle continues until the ice has melted completely and all that's left is a puddle of salt water. If you want to be picky about what has gone on in chemical terms, you actually can't say that the ice was melted by the salt. Instead, you'd have to say the salt is preventing the puddle in the street from freezing. Makes me chilly just thinking about it. I think I'd better sit down and have a nice hot cup of tea to warm back up. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the chemical reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.